The Friday Musical Breakfast menu is from the performers of this year's Rodeo Houston on The Sam Malone Show on AM 1070, The Answer.
Well, I love her.
I got to get tickets to see him. I've got Tim McGraw taken care of. I've got to go see Brad Paisley. He's fantastic. Welcome aboard. Sam here, AM 1070, The Answer. Every Friday at this time for years, we slam on the brakes of all the things that are going on, the corruption, the anti-constitutional behavior, the illegal, immoral, and ethical behavior, of whether it's in Washington or in our own backyard, and take some time to talk about marriage. And it goes back to when I was threatened by the program director at KRB to not talk about marriage. And he wanted me to tell everybody I was single, and I'm like, you're stupid. And grabbed him by the shoulder. I was going to punch him, just put his lights out, and the general manager got between us. And she screamed, don't hit him! Wow. He was fired. Yeah, whatever. And it's just grown from there. And every station along the way, he said, we don't want you talking about fidelity and of marriage and the sanctity of marriage, because it made a lot of people on the brass very uncomfortable. Salem, this company, is the only company that says, please, spread the good word. My wingman on this op for many, many, many years has been Robert Kosick, wrote the book Honor the Vow, which is honorthevow.com. Mr. Kosick, happy Friday. Welcome to the show.
Happy Super Bowl weekend Friday to you, Sam.
Amen to that. He's a marriage coach, church deacon, and author. This is just a fantastic weekend. This is just nothing.
Oh, it's going to be a super, super weekend. I was just telling Tom, he asked me what we were doing this weekend. Well, my son's in college, and my daughters actually have a retreat with the church, so they'll be gone Friday through, you know, Friday night through Sunday after church. And so we'll be kid-free for the weekend. And actually, it's a two-weekend retreat, so the next 2 weekends, it's just me and my wife sleeping late.
Eating steak.
And I'll fill in the rest.
Sleeping late, eating steak.
Yeah.
But a lot of men, you know, they don't want that. They've been thinking, oh my God, I have to spend the weekend with my wife. Damn. At least the kids were a good distraction. So listen up, man. Let's get this thing fired up. Let's turn up the heat on your marriage. Bring back the passion. Some butt slapping, some neck kissing, some bra snapping behavior. Let the wives know how hot you think they are, and vice versa, women. Here comes your marriage maintenance tip. By the way, this is number 80 today.
Number 80.
Poor judge of distance. Do you consider marriage to be a 50-50 relationship? If yes, you'll probably quickly find that your spouse is a poor judge of distance. Marriage is not 50-50. It's 100-100. And since you can't make him or her change, you only need to worry about your 100. Well played, because a lot of people say, oh, it's 50-50. It's not. I used to say it was 80-80, but 100-100 is better.
Well, just think about the 50-50. How do you figure out where that middle line is? And, you know, who says that what you did is worth more than what I did? And that's just not a good way to have a marriage. And you're both going to be real poor judges of distance when you start doing that. It's amazing how many couples say, well, I'll do all this stuff, and I'm not doing anything else until she does that.
Right.
And I'm like, well, then just go ahead and call your lawyer, because that's where you're going next.
Right. And we try to keep you away from that, right? We try to – so many people are ready to throw in the towel. Oh, I'm getting a divorce. So we want to keep it all hot and heavy and give you the best help we can. If you all think it's 50-50 and that equals 100, and let's say your wife falls short, she's at a 25 today, you're only at 75, so you're not at a full tank. So you have to compensate for their real estate. And likewise, when you're not pulling your load, she'll compensate for your real estate. So you always want to shoot for over 100.
Absolutely. And you really do. And then the 100-100 is such a great way to look at marriage, because all that means is, to help people understand this, is you're giving 100% of you to that marriage. And that goes into the emotional side of it and everything. That's not just saying, okay, I'm going to provide the funds for the family, and you provide the caretaking for the family, or vice versa, whether it's a husband or wife. That's not how it works. It's like, I'm going to give you all of me, 100%. So when I'm struggling and stuff, when I'm fearful of stuff, we're going to talk about that. We're going to get emotionally attached. And that's how the marriage is going to work. And then you have each other's back, and then they know that you're there to support them. And it just makes marriage so much easier and light years better.
Robert Kosick joining me, church deacon and marriage coach. And I know you said you have their back. So on that topic of have your back, man, when was the last time you brushed up against the back of your wife? And women, when was the last time you brushed up against the back of your husband?
That's right.
He's in the kitchen, he's getting something, or she's getting pouring some coffee. Do a drive-by. My goodness, what's wrong with you people out there?
Yeah, so a friend of mine made a comment. He was pretty funny. He says, you guys are such a great balance on the radio. He says, you always have great tips, and Sam always has a way to bring it back to the physical.
Listen, it keeps the motor running. Okay, this is Denise and I. This is our 25th year of marriage. I had a very, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. I had two speaking engagements in one day, which I usually don't do because I'm running the company. She's calling me. She says, what are you doing? I said, oh, I'm trying to get to the next place, whatever. And she says, that's going to be not far from the house. She says, why don't you come home for a little, you know? And I'm like, damn, you rock. I can't, but thanks for tossing it out there.
Because, just that she was thinking about it was awesome.
Right, because I don't want to go to the next. Ladies, it's good to be here at your Republican Women's Club. My hair's sticking up, my tie's undone, my shirt's coming out my zipper, you know. But,
I don't know, it might be encouraging to the women. If they knew it was your wife you were with, that might be a good thing.
Well, it distracts me. From now, I can't even form a sentence. So, but she was like, come on home and let's, you know, whatever. And, you know, I'm like, well, I can't, but I love you for the fact that you're throwing it out there.
Yeah.
You know, and then she teases me. Okay, you said no. Okay.
That's right.
And I said, honey, you keep bringing it up. I love it.
That's so sweet. And then going back to your last caller who talked about what are you going to do when these commercials come on TV.
Oh, yeah.
When you're giving 100% to your marriage, your wife knows that she's secure. She knows that she's safe. She knows that you're not going anywhere. She doesn't have to worry about stuff. But it's really funny because it filters down to your kids, too. I'll be watching TV upstairs and hanging out with the kids and my wife and stuff, and one of these, you know, cologne commercials or perfume clerks comes on or something like that, and my girls instinctively know, cover your eyes, Dad, because they know that I am 100%, the sensual thoughts in my mind are 100% devoted to my wife, and they know to help me, protect me. Hey, something you shouldn't be watching, protect it, turn your eyes away.
But
and
if you see it,
way.
Now here's the thing real quick. A buddy of mine named Jeff was engaged to Lisa, and we used to even tease him because if a cute waitress walked by at Bennigan's, she would say, you looking at her? You looking at her butt? Do you think she's cute? And Jeff would be like, no. And the instigator, would be like, Jeff, do you know that waitress, that cute waitress over there? And Lisa would hit him in the arm. What, do you know her? Did you date her? You also, ladies, also, if you have a commercial come on or a cute waitress walks by or something and the man happens to be looking, don't kill yourself and don't kill him. Be confident in who you are and know that he thinks you're the hottest. But a woman in a bikini just walked by at the beach.
Yeah, and the guy's not a monk. He's going to notice him.
Hell, you know,
we walk down the mall, and it's funny to watch this, just the difference between guys and gals. You walk down the mall, and you have all these ladies, you know, kind of places to go through, Victoria's Secret and all that kind of stuff. And so inevitably, when you're walking down the hall, guys notice. Now, if you turn around gawking, that's a bad deal, but you'll notice. And we'll walk by, like one time I was going by the Victoria's Secret, and I just kind of looked to the side, as guys normally would, because of all the stuff, all the pictures are there, and then I turned a little bit further, and I saw my wife looking at me. And she said, you were staring at that poster a little bit too long. And I said, I'm just trying to figure out what size you need.
Yay! She says, honey, an hour and a half is a little too long to stand in front of the window. But here's the thing, and it's our marriage talk, folks, keeping your marriage hot and heavy. Robert Kosick, my wingman. When the parts are all moving well and you're being a good husband, good wife, you know what? You're looking, it's one thing. I think that when people are doing the wrong thing, they sometimes act lit differently when they see a bikini. When there's men who I know who are running around their wives and wives who I know who run around their husbands, they don't have the same look at Victoria's Secret that you and I do.
They don't.
You know, there's some guilt feeling. There's a they can't compute it properly.
Right.
When you're keep the ship clean, keep the course on, you know, you'll be fine.
And she'll give you a hard time too, but it's in a different way. She knows she's safe, but she's still giving you a little bit of a poke once in a while. But it's okay to notice those things. Just don't gawk at them.
He said poke. No, but you listen. You take care of your wife. You let her know that I'm talking for the men. Let her know that she's the number one sexiest, hottest thing in the world. A woman in a bikini walks by, or a bikini commercial walks by. She's like you said, feeling confident. Like okay, there's a babe on the TV. If you're giving off those vibes of not coming home. You're giving off those vibes of another woman's perfume on your shirt. Her eyebrow's going to go up when you're looking.
And so, it's downhill from there, boy, fast.
Yeah, so, gentlemen, run the clean ship, A. And that makes a lot of men uncomfortable. So you know what? Screw you. Run a clean ship. You took a vow before God, the community, your family, and your bride. Stick to it. Do everything you can. Fight for it. And more importantly, let her know that she's a smoking hot babe. Slap her on the tuchus. Kiss the back of her neck. Wake her up in the morning. Take her out for breakfast. You know what I'm saying? Come home and the kids
absolutely.
Are going.
Just invest in her. If you invest in her, she'll invest in you, and your marriage will be phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal.
Done. And some people heard invest, other people heard undress, but we'll keep moving.
Absolutely.
Now, here's it's all our conversations can be listened to 24/7 on demand. Mr. Kosick put it on iTunes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing about iTunes, so help us out here. The way iTunes works is in the first now 8 weeks or so, they have these new and noteworthy. So it's all rankings on those by how many times you download. So go out there and download it. Help us out. Get it up there on the top in the rankings, and it'll be good.
Outstanding. And it's real simple. The link is on our Facebook page. It's make it as easy as humanly possible. Go to Sam Malone Show. Every Friday we have our Marriage Talk segment, and now, thanks to Mr. Kosick, it's linked right to iTunes.
Yeah, and I think by the end of the day, it may even be up now. You can even do a search on Sam Malone, and it should pop it up also.
Outstanding. Folks, have a wonderfully romantic Super Bowl. You know, maybe you don't want to have a party, just the two of y'all.
Oh,
Every time, Russell Wilson scores, you score!
Or at least you get a credit for a score.
He scores, and so does that guy in Houston, yeah! Trust me, it's a lot more fun, you know? Life is a lot more enjoyable when you have a wonderful, warm, cozy, loving cave to go home to every night.
Sweet. You know? Very sweet, and it's something that is addictive and well worth the effort to get there.
Amen. And also, husbands and wives, don't criticize the other one on how much they eat this weekend either. nothing's a buzzkill, Mr. Kosick. Like, really? Another burger? Really?
All right, take out, have a good time, enjoy each other, snuggle up to each other. It's supposed to be cool weather. It should be a phenomenal weekend. So enjoy it, take advantage of it, invest in each other, and live a great, happy, fulfilling life.
Amen to that. Thank you, Mr. Kosick. HonorTheVow.com. Thanks for being the wingman on this op.
You have a phenomenal weekend, Sam.
Will do. 8:45 back in a second. Sam Malone Show, AM 1070, The Answer. We danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and lights turn way down low. The music played, we held each other close.